When wisdom puts on work clothes. Proverbs ends where it began, with a woman teaching wisdom. King Lemuel receives instruction from his mother, and the book concludes with the Esheth Chael, often translated worthy woman, but more literally, woman of strength, or woman of valor. The same Hebrew word, Chael, describes warriors, wealth, courage, and capability. Ruth receives this title in Ruth chapter 3, verse 11. This is not a portrait of polite fragility, but of holy strength. There is a deliberate contrast within the chapter. Lemuel is warned not to give his strength to destructive appetites. The woman of valor directs her strength toward creating life. One strength dissolves through self-indulgence. The other becomes bread, clothing, commerce, hospitality, justice, and praise. Wisdom is not merely knowing what is right. It is power placed in the service of love. The alphabet of faithfulness. Verses 10 through 31 form an acrostic. Each verse begins with the next letter of the Hebrew alphabet, from Aleph to Tav. The poet is presenting faithfulness from A to Z, not giving every woman an impossible daily checklist. Her lamp burning at night and her rising before dawn form a poetic picture of sustained care, not a divine command to neglect sleep. This woman is also far more economically active than many Western readers expect. She evaluates land, purchases a field, plants a vineyard, manufactures textiles, and trades with merchants. Archaeologists frequently discover spindle whorls at ancient Israelite sites, reminders that textile production was a major household industry, not a decorative hobby. Her home is a place of production, stewardship, and shared provision. Yet her true greatness appears in a striking verbal echo. Lemuel is told to open his mouth for those who cannot speak. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and compassionate instruction is on her tongue. The Hebrew phrase translated kind instruction is Torat Chesed, the law of covenant love. God's law has moved from stone into speech, habit, and mercy. Her hands hold the spindle, but they also reach toward the poor. Biblical wisdom never separates industry from generosity. Prosperity that closes the hand is merely organized folly. Wisdom made visible. Throughout Proverbs, wisdom has appeared as a woman calling in the streets. Here, at the book's conclusion, she has put on work clothes. She's no longer only speaking at the city gate. Her works speak for her there. The fear of the Lord has become embodied in ordinary faithfulness. This points beyond one exemplary woman. In Christ, the wisdom of God took flesh and entered daily human life. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 24. By his Spirit, the whole church, women and men, is being formed into a people of valor. Sober in appetite, courageous in justice, diligent in vocation, generous toward the poor, and unafraid of the future. Suggested cross-references: Ruth chapter 3, verse 11, Proverbs chapter 3, verses 13 through 18, Micah chapter 6, verse 8, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 24 through 30, Titus chapter 2, verses 11 through 14. Suggested hymn, Forth in Thy Name, O Lord, I Go, by Charles Wesley. Prayer. Lord of wisdom, rescue our strength from wasted desires. Clothe us with courage and dignity, open our mouths for the voiceless, and make our daily work an offering of covenant love. Let the fruit of our hands praise you in every gate. Amen.